This is a program of the United States Treasury. The Treasury Star Parade brings you Ted DeCorsia in the Saturday Evening Post story about the lighter moments of the war, entitled Happy Birthday from Hardesty. You have somebody in this war, a son, a brother, a sweetheart. Someday he'll come back to you, and you'll want to tell him what you've done to help him win the war. Well, folks, what are you doing? Are you investing in war bonds every dollar of the difference between what comes in and your bare living expenses? If you're not doing that, then you're not backing up our fighting men the way you should. Now, most of you have already joined the payroll savings plan, but figure it out. See if you can't boost your bond buying. It's your way of helping to win this war faster and getting our boys back home again. Buy more war bonds through the payroll savings plan. And now Ted DeCorsia in Happy Birthday from Hardesty.
So, like I say, how do I know that it's all because the staff officers want to give Major General King a nice party and a present on his 47th birthday? How do I know what's going on at Division Command Post 75 miles away? All I know is I have orders to pick up 2 suits of very fancy Arab clothes at the tailor's in Tabessa, North Africa, along with some meat which has been ordered. How do I know that the Arab get-ups are the general's present? All I know is I'm waiting in the rain in front of the supply depot in Tabessa, arguing with another sergeant named Nobody about a can of paint.
Now, look, Sergeant Hardesty, all I'm asking you to do is take this can of paint along with you to the quartermaster of your division. I just got an order for it by way of via the telephone. Now, how's about it?
I can't do it, Sergeant. I got my orders, and all I can take is these Arab costumes and the meat that Corporal Wolf has gone after.
Well, the telephone call said send the paint by first available transport, and that's you, sonny boy.
This is a staff car and not no transport. Furthermore, that can of paint will take us way off our route. You know what these side roads are like after the rain.
Oh, now that's no way to be. No one will like you. Here, take the can of paint along with you like a regular guy, huh?
You know, there's something vicious about goats which makes them wait around till you bend down to pick up a can of paint and then, boom, you got a load of concentrated goats slamming you in the seat of the pants. Anyways, the minute the sergeant bends down, I see this low trajectory goat whizzing out of an alley, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth, whereas this goat sticks to his objective, which is the sergeant's exposed keel. Look out, Sergeant! Heads up! Well, while the goat sits there groggily, stunned by the impact, the can of paint executes a slow double roll in the air and comes down on one of the goat's horns and sticks there.
Hey, grab him! Grab that goat!
Grab him! Shoot him! Feed him to the hamburger mill! Whose goat is that, anyway?
He belongs to the United States Army. He's the meat Sergeant Hardesty was ordered to pick up here. You better get that can of paint off his horn. That paint's getting over his face, and he don't like it much.
That dog with antlers pitched me into the mud, and I didn't like that either.
Look, let's get this here goat into the luggage carrier, Corporal Wolf. Whew. Boy. He certainly ain't read the ads about personal daintiness. Why are goats like that, huh?
Look, Hardesty, after all I've been through, don't you think it'd be only right if you took this can of paint along with you? I ask you.
Sergeant, I answer you. I'll take the paint with me. But first get the can of paint off the goat's horn and give me a receipt showing I received it in damaged condition.
I will do that little thing. Now, don't go away, Hardesty.
With this goat, you could easy find us again. Come on, Wolf. Help me with this here beast before the Germans get wind of it and begin hollering that we're using poison gas.
Wolf. Hey, Wolf. How long have I been asleep? Hey, up front there, Wolf. For crying out loud, Wolf, wake up, wake up. You'll get us all killed.
Huh?
Grab the wheel. Grab hold of the wheel. Here, let me
take it. Take it easy. Cool off. Can't you see where we are? Mud and water. Nothing but mud and water. I don't even know where the road is.
Well, how do we get into a swamp like this?
You got to be big-hearted and deliver a can of paint someplace.
So?
So we did. And while you're asleep, a bridge gets washed out and the MP send me on this detour.
Well, what's there in the car?
Instinct. Automobiles got instinct, like goats.
Look, if you're trying to make a funny gag, you got a clean mess, Wolf.
Instinct like goats.
Well, you won't deny that fragrant old goat is breaking our lease in North Africa, will you?
Grab the wheel. We're going off the road.
We're going around a curve, Dobie. All you gotta do is to let go the wheel, and the ruts under the water will steer the car. Let's go back to sleep again. She's bogging down.
Slam her into low gear, quick.
It's no use. These staff cars ain't Jeeps. Their back axles get stuck high and dry. We gotta rock her off. All out. Look out, there's a ditch beside the road. That's the ditch I was telling you about.
You couldn't cut me until I was in midair, could you? Look at me, I'm soaked. Come on, help me out of this mud hole.
So, Corporal Wolf drags me out with a strange sucking noise like it was the grave hating to give me up again, and we push and groan a little, and finally we get this staff car off of that hump in the submerged road. Then, Wolf goes around the car to the driver's seat.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's back to sleep.
Look, there's a ditch on that side of the road, too.
Sail again.
Oh.
Time to safe us, Corporal Wolf. A periscope.
I'm freezing at that, Hardesty. How about you?
My teeth won't stop chattering. Don't that ruin the enamel in your teeth?
If we only had a blanket or a change of clothes.
Yeah. Jeepers.
What's the matter now?
Those Arab clothes in the back seat. Camel's hair.
Hey. That's nice. Go inside.
This is a good hard road. It's safe to stop here and change. But be awful careful of that there apparel. It's got important uses up ahead. Don't ask me what.
Come on, give her the garments. Let's go.
Well, in less time than it takes Montgomery to cross Libya, we're all dogged out like a couple of high-ranking desert sheiks. We look very appetizing in scarlet balloon pants, sky blue vests, gold embroidered burnouses or burnice, and green turban.
Hey, get me, Sergeant. Allah, Allah, Infrey, the desert chieftain.
I'm the Sheik of Arabia.
What's the matter? You sick or something?
No, I feel fine. Abdullah, how are you?
All in all, it begins to look like a pretty fair war after all. We're bowling along a swell macadam road at 10 miles an hour on account of it's dark and we dasn't show any lights. When all at once there's a lantern swinging up ahead of us. We can see soldiers in the light of the lantern.
Something's up ahead. It's got rifles pointed at us.
Yeah, you better slow down.
Oh, stop your car. Stop!
Wouldn't it be great if he handed us a ticket for crashing a red light? Them was the days.
Where you fellas headed for?
Division command post.
That a fact? Then why are you aiming in the wrong direction? And what you doing in them Arab clothes? Don't move! Lieutenant, sir, will you come here a minute, sir?
What's up? What's wrong?
Look, soldier, officer, sir, we're Americans.
Shut up a second.
All right, you men. Who are you, anyhow?
We're Sergeant Hardesty and Corporal Wolf of Special Services. We can explain everything, Lieutenant.
Well, explain it to the colonel. Here he comes now. Oh, good evening, colonel. You better look into this, sir. It looks queer.
Look, colonel, sir, we're just taking some fresh meat and these costumes to the command post. We got soaking wet a ways back and had to put on these Arab clothes.
Where are your dog tags?
Dog tag, Wolf. There. See?
Hey, colonel, sir, there's someone in this luggage compartment. I can hear him moving.
Someone in the luggage compartment?
Well, as I was saying, colonel...
Never mind. Just hand me the key to the luggage compartment. Quickly.
Yes, sir.
So, they coax us out of the car at bayonet point, and everyone goes to the back of the car and watches while the colonel fumbles with the key. Then, the panel opens up.
Great Scott! What is it?
In the pitch darkness, all we can see for a minute is a horrible greenish face floating around in the dark, grinning and leering at us, with two horrible black holes for eyes. For a second, we're petrified. Then this terrible green head floats out of the luggage box and heads right for us.
Hey, grab him, somebody. Don't let him get away.
Stop. Hold these two men. If they try to escape, shoot.
But that's the goat, Colonel. That's the fresh meat. We got to deliver it to the division command post. Please, let me go after him, sir.
And just what was the idea of painting his head with luminous paint?
Luminous paint? Is that what it was? I thought the fella said aluminum paint.
It got on him by accident. Now, can I please chase him, sir?
Certainly not. This is practically the front line. No man's land is just over the crown of that ridge. Right now, that confounded goat may be... Oh, what the devil is going on out there now? Hold this fire. Send a flare. The rest of you follow me to the ridge. On the double. Run!
So, we fall flat on the ground on the top of the hill and look over the crest. The whole slope is lit up by the flares like a night baseball game at Ebbets Field. And you never saw so many German helmets creeping up a hill, or such bulletproof goats throwing an army into such a hysterics.
It's a sneak attack. Keep those flares going. Lieutenant, go back and telephone for an artillery barrage. We've got those Jerries where we want them at last.
Look at these men, General. Look at those beautiful Arab costumes. Ruined, sir. Positively ruined.
Yes, Captain. Too bad. Don't take it hard, though.
They were supposed to be your birthday present, General. The entire staff knows how you like to collect unusual garments, and these were really something special, sir.
You see, sir, we had a fight in the mud last night, and we just happened to have these clothes here.
Yes, man, I understand. Captain, I shouldn't take on too much about the costumes. I appreciate the spirit that made you want to give them to me. However, that luminous goat breaking loose among the German attackers exposed the attack to us. For weeks, that hill menaced our position. Now it's completely ours. I can't think of a better birthday present than that, gentlemen. Sergeant Hardesty, Corporal Wolfe, my thanks for a delightful birthday party.
Yes, sir.
Not at all, sir.
Oh, sorry, sir. I dropped my helmet. May I...
Certainly. Pick it up, Captain.
Look out, Captain. Here comes that goat again.
Folks, I want to tell you about a discovery I made. I used to think my family was doing pretty well about buying war bonds. When I heard on the radio that everybody ought to buy more bonds, I said, oh, that doesn't mean us. We're doing all we can right now. Then one night, I took a pencil and paper and figured it out. Before the war, only my husband had a job. Now my two daughters are working, too. That means three paychecks coming in every week. My husband was the only one in the payroll savings plan. Well, we talked it over together. We found we could shave our living expenses a little bit here and there. So my daughters joined up, too. It does mean a few small sacrifices, but we still have everything we need. And now we can honestly feel we're doing our very best to win this war faster.
And that's the spirit which will win the war faster. The battles that lie ahead of us are the most important of the war. For we're invading now, and invasion comes high. Every extra bond you buy helps bring victory closer, means a speedier victory. So figure it out for yourself and your family. Buy more bonds through the payroll savings plan. The United States Treasury Department thanks Ted DeCorsia and the other distinguished artists who have participated in this program, as well as this station, for the use of its facilities. The original musical score was composed and conducted by David Brookman. Happy Birthday from Hardesty was from the Saturday Evening Post story by Joseph Marshall and was adapted for radio by Milton Geiger. Additional writing was by Ruth Aikman. This especially transcribed production was directed by Henry P. Hayward. This is Larry Elliott suggesting that you check the radio column of your local newspaper and tune in the Treasury Star Parade.